guys. Episode 118 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt. As always, good morning, you guys. How are you? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I hope you did. I hope you had a great week. I bet you did. Good. I had a good one, you guys. It's been a good week for me. It's been great, actually. I worked quite a bit, kind of in the transition between my two boats. They're not quite ready for me on the new one, and we're just kind of wrapping up the old one, but we did some sea trials and got the last one commissioned, and I'm going to go in this week and really wrap it up, and it should be leaving, or at least delivered to the customer on at the end of this week. So that one's almost done, and the other one is just ready to start, and hopefully it's going to go quick. I'm a little irritated still that they're taking so long, but as I've told you before, they're always late, so I'm used to that. But it was a good week. I got in there and got after that stuff. I had a bunch of appointments this week that I worked my way through, some mundane stuff, car repairs and things like that, and then my doctor's appointment. So it was a good week. I was busy. I was kind of like running around back and forth, and sort of all my days had stuff going on. Not my normal week. Kind of halfway through, I was like, oh geez, I got a lot going on today, and that was fine. But I got through it, and that felt good. And it was nice. I had a little break in my real work, so I was able to take care of some stuff that I needed to get done. So that brings me to my doctor's appointment. So my doctor's appointment was on Thursday, and it was great. You guys know I love my doctor. He's so compassionate and he's so caring. He might not always have the answers for me, but he does seem smart. He doesn't seem like a bumbling, compassionate guy. He seems really intelligent, and I don't hold my lack of answers against him. Currently, he's been trying everything he can, and he continues to support me, and so it was a really good appointment in a lot of ways. So I went in there with a couple intentions. You know, one was to discuss with him about some of the tests that I've discussed on the podcast last couple times. And really, it was, you know, I was ready to kind of start to move on from my guts and maybe start to look at some other stuff that I might have been talking to a doctor about if I hadn't been so preoccupied with my guts over these last few years. So, you know, I hadn't been to a doctor prior, to 5 years ago when I got real sick. I hadn't been to a doctor for decades. Excuse me. And so there's a lot of stuff that I neglected. And so I'm interested in starting to address some of that stuff. You know, I've just been so focused on my digestive stuff. So I wanted to kind of start to turn over a new leaf. And so that's sort of exciting for me too, because I am feeling well enough that I can sort of stop worrying about whether I'm sick or not. I do still, and I will still continue to pursue answers. But I don't think I'm going to make it a main priority right now, or at least go way outside of, you know, of what's accessible to me. So with that said, I talked to my doctor about a few things. One was I talked to him about the testing for my digestive stuff. So I had done some research. I'd found Prometheus Biosciences Labs, which seems to be kind of a major player in the testing game right now for IBD diagnoses, I don't know how you pluralize that, diagnosi. I'm very interested in these tests. They do have a bile acid malabsorption test specifically, and they do have a genetic test that differentiates between Crohn's, or at least the potential for, I'm not exactly clear on the test, Crohn's, IBD, IBS, things like that. And then they also have a celiac panel, which again is more genetic, I think, than it is inflammatory in terms of what it's testing for markers. So I asked my doctor to please look into those to find out pricing and a little bit more about their methodology, because if you know, the traditional tests for those kinds of things, you need to be sick for the tests to work. So for the celiac, the normal celiac test that my old GI wanted to give me, you know, you need to be eating gluten for 2 weeks for the test to give results. And the same with the Crohn's colonoscopies and the other gold standard tests for Crohn's, is that you need to be, you know, deeply ill to, or currently in a state of inflamed, you know, currently inflamed, basically, in order to be diagnosed. And so one of the important questions for my doctor was, will these Prometheus Labs tests be valuable when I'm feeling well? So he's going to look into those for me, and he was super receptive, and he was great. And the other thing that he suggested was, you know, his wife is a doctor as well at the same facility, but she's been starting to lean more towards, or at least get more interested in, the functional medicine aspect of therapy. And so I don't know how that dovetails with their actual doctor practices in their actual healthcare center, but he did say that she had been working with an outside functional medicine practitioner. He started to recommend that I go see him, and I said, I'm not going to see somebody else. And he said, well, we can do the test here. So my doctor's awesome. He's going to administer a functional medicine SIBO test as well. So, you know, when I first started feeling sick, I was really hot on the idea that it was a SIBO, you know, a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And I suppose it still could be, but I'm less inclined after how so many years of not anything in there to feed an overgrowth. I'm less inclined to believe that that's the case, but I am very curious about the test. So I was excited for my doctor to bring that up. And so, yeah, so the plan currently, he's going to look into all those tests, and then we're going to reconvene and talk about the cost of them, which I think is probably going to be the deciding factor, and whether or not they're going to be useful for me in my current condition. So we did that, and then I said, you know, well, and I'd like to look at some other stuff, and I'd like to start, you know, addressing some other issues. And so I brought up this old toe that I've had bothering me for decades, and I don't remember how I originally injured it. I think it was from surfing, kicking rocks, or snowboarding. I don't know exactly, but it's just been a mess. I was sure I broke it years ago. It cropped up a week ago where I was doing planks, and it just lit up somehow, and it wrecked my day. I mean, I was incapacitated. The pain was so bad. It was like a 7, and it's so silly, but it's, you know, the knuckle on my big toe, and it'll just get so painful. Happens a lot less now that I'm zero carb. It doesn't happen almost ever unless I kick something, stub my toe, bend it the wrong way, something like that. Otherwise, it just feels almost normal. I can always tell there's like a dull ache there. Anyways, I brought that up to him. He goes, well, let's take a look. Let's get it imaged. And so right then and there, he sent me down to x-ray, and we got it imaged. And sure enough, it's just a big old knot of arthritis. At this point, I do think I did some serious damage to the joint there, but you can't even see the joint inside the big gray ball that it is now. So there's not much action he can do there, but he did recommend to me something that he uses, something called Correct Toes, which are little silicone inserts that go in between your toes and kind of spread your toes apart inside your shoes. He talked about how our feet start out with our toes wider than our feet, and then over time our shoes push them together, and that's how we get bunions and arthritic joints and stuff like that. So anyways, that's really not too, there's not much resolution there, but I was just, more than anything, I was just so pleased by his responsiveness and willingness. It was just so nice to say, hey man, this is bugging me, and I don't know what I did, and it might have been 30 years ago, and he's like, no big deal, let's get that taken care of. So it was a great doctor's appointment, it really was. I left there feeling really good. I'm really looking forward to what he says about the tests, and we'll see if we can do those. That's something I'm really excited about, if it's possible. And then, along those notes, were the genetic testing. My father, I told you last week, had brought up some genetic medical testing, and so he did. He ordered that kit for me, and it's here. I need to spit in the little tube and send them my DNA. Like I said last week, I'm a little nervous about that. But Robin, you're right. I think any news is any information is power. It gives me at least a choice to take action, which I would otherwise not have had. So I'm very excited about that. So looking forward to getting the results from that as well. So all those things are kind of exciting footsteps on my journey to more knowledge about my condition, as it were. So that's awesome. So yeah, so it's been a good week. I didn't do much and I did a lot all at once. I really did. I just kind of got a lot of things off my list. I had a big list of really mundane things that took a lot of time. And I got them done. So it's been a great week. And you know, it hasn't felt much like spring, but I'm feeling springy. It's freezing out there. It's 25 degrees right now outside. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, though. We've had some pretty funky weather for a few days, and hopefully it's going to start warming up and turn in springtime here. I have completely turned around, and I'm looking forward now. I just cannot wait for warm weather, and got a bunch of projects and things I'm looking forward to doing. I just got to get this boat behind me. Probably 6 more weeks. I can't get too excited. I've got quite a bit of work to do left, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling optimistic. And let's talk about food from a zero carb perspective. This week, my week was really good, really simple. I pretty much just stuck to my ground beef. I did eat eggs a couple times at home. That was fine. Did I do anything else this week? I don't think so. I think that's it. I think I've just been eating my burgers. I'm sure I deviated a little bit somewhere in there. Oh, I had a little smoked salmon. But yeah, I think I've just been eating my burgers. And what I wanted to share about that is that here we are, March, middle of March, and I am about 5 days away or so from the end of my homegrown meat. So what timing, huh? When all the stores are out of food and everything. One of the errands I did this week was when I was out taking my car to some appointments. I went to Costco and I loaded up on their organic ground beef. I don't care that it's organic, but it is really almost the cheapest, or at least as cheap as the cheap Safeway ground beef. I don't know that I like it better. I haven't really tried it, to be honest, but it comes packaged in those little convenient little round pack, so I can just, I asked them for a box. I went up, you know, to the meat counter and I said, hey, can you sell me those in boxes? And I'm sure they thought I was hoarding. I am, but it's not unusual. It's just my normal hoarding. Just fill in my freezer. But they sell these boxes and there's 8 of the 3 packs in there. So each of those 3 packs is about 4 pounds. So there's about 32 pounds in there in a box. So I bought 2 boxes, so it should be about a month's worth of food. So we'll see how that goes. I'm looking forward to trying it. I'm sure the flavor will be different. It's always weird when I change the source of the beef. The flavor always throws me off for a week or two, but I get used to it. So I'm loaded up for another month or so of eating, and then hopefully it'll start warming up and I'll get some grass growing and I'll hopefully be putting my last 2 cows in the freezer within a couple months or so. So I might have to go to Costco one more time. Hopefully. We'll see how that goes. But I'm interested in changing my food source and seeing how that makes me feel. I'll keep you guys posted on that. I felt like that was a pretty reasonable purchase. It wasn't, like I said, it was about $5 a pound. And it comes pre-packed, so I can just throw that whole box in the freezer. I didn't finish that. That's the part I wanted to say was, you know, when I go to the grocery store, there's another step in packaging or whatever, and it's hard to buy bulk. Whereas at Costco, I just bought those boxes, threw them in the freezer, and hopefully I can just pull out those pre-packed things and cut, you know, 2 open a day. So we'll see how that goes. Sort of sad to see the last of my homegrown meat go away, but that's always how it goes. I'll have more coming. Should be enough to get me through the summer. And then, I think I've told you, I'm going to take a break from raising the animals because I'd like to do some traveling. So these are my last 2 cows. Get them in the freezer, and then I'll be free of my responsibilities, but I'll be not raising livestock. So I'll see how that goes. I keep finding myself looking at cattle on Craigslist. I'm not sure how long I'll I'll be able to hold off without raising cows. But I think I'll definitely try and get, you know, these cows, I should eat them, be eating them out into the fall. So I think I'll try and get out to about this time next year before I make any decisions about bringing new animals on. Because there won't be, well, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyways, that's it. So this week I'm just going to dive in and I'll pretty much probably be, I got a feeling that like for the next 3 or 4 weeks, I'm probably going to be going full tilt to this boat. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see how it goes, but I'm pretty sure this week's going to be a big work week for me, which is great. I need to, kind of refill, and, you know, get, part of it's the routine. It's hard to go back and forth. So kind of want to get back into the working routine before I lose it all the way. But yeah, looking forward to getting back to work and looking forward to putting this next boat behind me. So can't wait to get started so I can get finished. All right. Well, you guys, that's it for today, I think. I'm ready to get on to my next thing, and I hope you guys are doing great. I can't tell you, as always, how much your comments and questions mean to me. It's just this period every week, you know, a time to reflect and a time to share, and it's really made a big difference in my life. So thank you guys, as always. You mean a ton to me, so really appreciate it. Hope you guys are doing great, and hope you have a great week. And yeah, so I guess that's it, and I will see you guys next week. All right, thanks so much for listening and watching. See you next week. Bye.